Hey there guys, how are you all doing? This is your Vibro from Tech Arena and welcome to our podcast. So in this podcast, we will be talking about Redmi, which is a sub-brand of Xiaomi, which is going to introduce itself a budget-friendly 5G smartphone in China pretty soon. So a device most probably going to be named as Redmi Note 10 phone, or the Redmi Note 10, of the brand has appeared on the China's TENAA website. It was via Android Authority. It is also rumored that this device with the model number M2010J19SC is the next successor to Redmi Note 9 and Redmi Note 9 5G. This probably should be the Xiaomi Redmi Note 10. Well, if you love to hear this kind of contents and all the news, latest and greatest news, please do subscribe to our newsletter in our website, which is thearenaoftech.com. And also don't forget to listen to our podcast in Spotify as well as Google Podcast. And if you haven't done already, please do so. It will be really helpful for you as well as for us. And talking about this topic that we are talking in this podcast is about the budget 5G being released into the world. Well, in my previous podcast, we did talk about the MediaTek coming up with their own set of series of processor, which are pretty much budget friendly and also bringing 5G on budget smartphones with some great features. And for this purpose, I think Xiaomi has also come up with their sub-brand Redmi and also partnered up with Qualcomm to make these awesome phones, which are budget-friendly phones. And these phones are expected to come with the Qualcomm's Snapdragon 662 or the 665 chip, coupled with like 8GB of RAM and 256GB storage. And also the battery is said to be around 6000mAh battery, which supports up to 22.5W fast charging. And because of this battery, I'm pretty much happy, because 5G right now just consumes huge amount of power or battery. So having a 6000 milliampere battery will be great for carrying out day-to-day activities without having the tension of carrying your charger with you wherever you go. Well, according to TENAA listing, the battery is the biggest selling point in the device, as it is a 5G enabled budget type device. Well, 5G, like I said in my previous podcast as well, is not yet fully available all around the world. But these companies are coming up with this technology beforehand is a pretty good thing, because if your country doesn't have 5G right now, it will be getting 5G like after 1 year or maybe a few months. Nobody knows. So if at that time you have got the news that your country is getting 5G and these phones are there in the market, you can just enjoy amazing speed. Like, if I'm not mistaken, it was around 2.66 gigabits per second download speed, and which is crazy. Like 5G is pretty amazing. Well, talking about these exclusive devices that we were talking about, those the Redmi Note 10 phones, these are expected to come with 6.53-inch Full HD display, Full HD Plus display, along with a triple camera setup on the rear with a 48-megapixel main camera sensor. The upcoming camera will have a rectangular camera housing at the rear, which is very different than the Redmi Note 9 series. Well, talking about me myself, I pretty much love Note series. Like, my personal phone is a Redmi Note 7 Pro, and I just bought this around like 1 year back, and it's just working pretty amazing. It's just pretty great. It has a 4000 milliampere battery. Still, I get like 2 days of battery usage out of my usage, which is great. Like, I love Note series phones, and if my country, which is India, gets 5G in my coming years, I am pretty much ready to go for Redmi Note 9 series smartphones. Because I don't like buying pretty much expensive devices, because according to me, the diminishing return policies or the thing is kind of true. It's not always like you pay more, you get more. The difference just narrows down. So yeah, that's my personal preference for you it may be different. You may want to buy flagship phones, but hey, there are budget devices that are coming out, and they are pretty much good for your wallet as well. And also, like I said, the setup for the Note 10 phone is been expected to have camera housing of three sensors for like I said, 48 megapixel, which is quite, it's quite fine. The device is also expected to have an 8 megapixel selfie camera. And yeah, this device could be a tough competition for Samsung's Galaxy M21 series and other low budget phones if it is launched in India and if India gets 5G. Because like I said, like MediaTek is also working on their budget friendly 5G devices, which will be also great, I guess, because they have so many promises to keep. And if they are able to keep all those promises, it will be great. But we have Snapdragon, our trustworthy processor. It's pretty great. And so if they are teaming up, or if Xiaomi is teaming up with Qualcomm to bring these awesome processors in these budget-friendly phones, I am pretty much sure they are going to be pretty much famous with different countries in the world, like China, India, and Pakistan, and all the other Asian countries, as well as in Europe as well, and other countries. And that would be pretty much great. Let's keep our fingers crossed, and let's wait to see what Redmi is going to do with the new 5G technology budget-friendly device. That's pretty much it, guys. This is Vibro. If you really love listening to our podcast, please follow us on our Spotify as well as Google Podcast. And also don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter in our website, which is arenaoftech.com, to get notified every time there is new posts and articles out there. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, the official YouTube channel, which is Tech Week, you should go ahead and subscribe to Tech Week in YouTube. The YouTube channel is also quite active, and you're going to get all the kind of latest news and informations all around there in the world related to tech. That's pretty much it, guys. This is Vibro. Thanks for listening. This is Vibro signing out. Have a great day, and God bless you all. Thank you.